cry to you for help.
In the morning, my prayer comes before you.
Let my mouth be full of your praise and your glory all the day long.
Every day will I bless you. Awesome things will you show us in your righteousness, O God of our salvation.
Hope of all the ends of the earth and of the seas that are far away. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You redeem my life from the grave.
Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come before you. A quick announcement before our opening hymn. The number in your bulletin is incorrect, so please turn to hymn number 422. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of the ages, your saints who lived in faithful service surround your throne and offer you praise and worship both night and day. May we, your saints on earth, join our voices with theirs to proclaim your rule of righteousness and peace, which comes to us through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for it is theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil things falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of our Lord. Greetings, grace, and peace from our God, our loving God, who comes to us through Jesus, who names us at birth, who walks alongside of us each and every day of our life, and as we celebrate now at All Saints, calls us home to eternal living and eternal life. Amen. Before I begin today, I'm going to reflect again as we come to the end of yet another calendar year and a church year. Hard to believe, where has the year gone, huh? We celebrate All Saints at this time of year because we take these moments, these markings in time, to pause, to think particularly about those who have died this past year in our own community, but it's also an occasion to pause and reflect on those we have lost maybe many years ago, and or our place in life as we carry on their memory, their faith, and their voice. As I look around the room here as one of your visitation pastors, I see a number of you who I have ministered to and with as you've lost your loved one this past year. And just know here at Central, of course, this safe and blessed place, we continue to bless you and walk alongside of you as well. But as I mentioned, I want to just take a moment to know that saints are just those that have gone before us, but saints are in our midst all the time. And once again, as a visitation pastor, I know there are many today that are worshiping online who aren't often able to come to church anymore. You're not forgotten. You are blessed. We walk alongside of you as well. And you are our saints, near and far, that bless us here at Central. Those of you that have been with me when I've presided at a funeral here at Central, I usually like to end the funeral time before we do the final blessing by reminding family and friends and community that death is not an end, but it is a beginning. The sadness and the grief are simply because we do not have that loved one to walk with us, but the memory, the values, the faith, and I love using that image of a voice the voice of our loved one continues to be carried on through us. I learned as a young man in the seminary, I was blessed with the opportunity to do my seminary internship in Papua New Guinea, which is in the South Pacific Islands, north of Australia on the equator. 13 months I spent up in the highlands of New Guinea. You know, many people would say, well, isn't that the place where they worship ancestors and they have tribal fighting and they have headhunters, don't they? Well, most of that is myth, although some of it is true, and yet that'll be for another sermon or another conversation. But there are three things that I took from my 13 months there which changed my life, changed my faith, and I'm hoping for those of you, especially that grieve today, might be an insight for your own journey. Although Jesus crucified on the cross was taught as part of the missionary movement, the beauty of Melanesian spirituality was that the Melanesian people brought their own story forward as the foundation of their faith. Yes, actually, there has been tribal fighting up to this day. Land rights and resources and all of that. There are 600 different language groups in Papua New Guinea, and again, there is those tensions between tribes in the highlands. But the story that is the foundation of their faith is that Jesus was one of those great chieftain ancestors, and in a tribal fight, he was killed, and yet, in their life, ancestors are very much alive. Jesus came back not with retribution, but with open arms of love and forgiveness and desirous of the tribes to have reconciliation. What a beautiful image. Yes, there are spirits in the bush and in the rivers and up on the mountains. Everywhere you go, the people of Melanesia know that their ancestors and the spirits that have gone before them are with them, and they encourage them in their life today. Whenever there's a baptism in Papua New Guinea, it's not just one child like we have here back by the baptismal font. We have no less than a dozen or 15 children, little babies, were baptized. Hundreds, sometimes I was at a baptism where 1,000 people gathered around the font in an outdoor ceremony. What a wonderful reminder of children who had a cloud of witnesses around them. But before a birth or a baptism, the heads of the tribes would go out into the bush, they would commune with the ancestors, they would pray, they would chant and sing, and then what they would do is come back and they would name that child, they would come to name that child from an ancestor that had gone before. What a beautiful reminder of those who have gone before, that child would carry that name for the rest of their life in their baptismal name. And then again, that would be carried on into the future as well. And the other quick story that again is a reminder to us that I lived across the road from a village. And every once in a while, I'd hear this wailing and this crying. And at first, it was very eerie for me up in the isolation of the highlands. And I realized, though, that what would happen is there was a death in the tribe, and those Christian Melanesian people would, as part of their whole history, would cry forth, would moan, and would lead their loved one into the ancestor world, and then ask for appeasement so that that ancestor would bless them into the future. I use these two stories because in our Western culture, our understanding of life and death and where is our loved one and how can I cope and how do I go on is very different. That's why we take time each and every year to stop, to take the time to pause and to remember that our loved one is very much alive. And I wish I could define that for you. But I've seen it in Christians all over the world in the various ways. We take this day to name them and also to remind you that you are not alone. In life and in death and in life beyond death, because of Jesus' life and death and resurrection, there is new life and there is eternal life and living. Jesus, as that great chieftain ancestor, experienced the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are simply a blessing for us as saints to continue to follow the best we can, knowing that we are never perfect. And that's what we celebrate today. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, and we know you well, those who hunger for justice and righteousness, the peacemakers. Jesus experienced that, and yet as he went to that hillside and preached these Beatitudes, that is the foundation for us as Christians to carry on our sainthood and to look back on those who we have lost and reflect on how they lived out the Beatitudes in their life. So again, as we come today to take these moments, I'm going to give you permission to wail or to mourn or to express your grief, whether someone has died many years ago or those of us that we're going to surround you today with love and care, and to know that you're never alone and that you carry that memory, that faith, and the beautiful voice of that loved one of yours who we miss as Central people too, into our and your good future. So blessed are each of these saints today, for trust me, theirs is the kingdom of God. Amen.
pause today to remember the beloved we have lost to death this year in the Central Community. Blessed be these saints.
Please be seated. Glenn Barstead. Hans Melgaard. John Livingston.
Michael Mitch Rasmus. Miriam Haynes. John Holum.
David Holland. Anne Marie Isaacson Kurz. Wesley Winters.
Laverne Virg Berglund. Dave Dahl. Nalani Labrador.
Robin Martin. Jody Hoffman. Bruce Berkland.
Elizabeth Dewey. Muriel Dostal. Darlene Erickson.
June Okins. Suzanne Furkey. Judy Erdman.
Albert L. Cui. Dorothy Dot Hoffman. Charles Chuck Anderson.
Dorothy Husers. Lyle Berg. Mary Dew.
Mildred Millie Savanich. Floyd Ward.
Blessed are those we name in the book of remembrance and those we name silently in our hearts. Rest eternal grant them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them.
Thank you.
Let us turn our hearts to God, our breath and life, as we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Holy God, the church triumphant gathers around your throne to praise you. We join them in worship and remember your sustaining grace in every generation. Heal our divisions. Help us end violence between your people, and let us not forget all those who have died in war. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy Creator, we marvel at your creation. Turn us from selfish consumption and open us to gentle healing of the earth, so all creation thrives. We pray for the people, leaders, and staff at Lutheran Healthcare Bangladesh. We lift up to all you who have died from natural disasters this year. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy Advocate, we lift grateful hearts for the ability to vote and elect leaders. Grant wisdom to those who will be elected and safety to poll workers. May civic leaders serve the whole community, especially all who are underrepresented or oppressed. Bring peace to our streets and hold our beloved who died by gun violence and police brutality and terrorism. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy Healer, bless the brokenhearted and all who mourn. Send your compassion to all who grieve. Grant wholeness to those who are sick and accompany the dying. Be near to all who need you, especially Lori, Tim, Angel, Dave, Bruce, and Jackie. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Holy Comforter, we pray for this congregation that the promise of your new life may be shared and experienced. We pray for the funeral ministry of this congregation, that families and friends seeking your love find it here. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy One, for the saints who now rest in your mercy, we give you thanks. We remember their witness of faithfulness and love, especially Cheryl Smoot at the death of her brother Dale, Chris Densas and family at the death of Chris's mother Marlis, Bruce Jerp at the death of his mother, and Char Johnson in memory of her husband Dale. Praise to you for the eternal life they have been given through Jesus Christ. Hear us, O God.
We offer our spoken prayers and those held in our hearts, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. And now the peace of the Lord be with you always. Please turn to those close by and share a sign of Christ's peace. On this All Saints Sunday, we pause to give thanks to God and to seek God's blessing as we set apart this chalice and these patens in memory of Joseph Bernard Davis, all to the glory of God. Let us pray. Send your blessing on this chalice and these patens which we set apart today. May all who receive the bread of heaven and the cup of blessing be sustained by your grace and power. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
to give our thanks and praise. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. He gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, and it's shed for you. It's shed for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out your Spirit, the Spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share in this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And now gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Gathered by God with all the saints, this table is set for you. All are welcome. Please have a seat. Just a few instructions before we get started. If you picked up a communable on your way into worship this morning, and if you're worshiping with us via the live stream and you have elements, this is the body of Christ given for you and the blood of Christ shed for you. For those of us gathered in the room, the ushers will direct you forward. There will be two stations up in the front. We have wafers, we have gluten-free wafers, we have wine, and we have grape juice. Just let your servers know what you need. All are welcome at this God's table.
Lord.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in this simple meal you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children. And give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way. Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to worship on this All Saints weekend. Special and warm welcome to those of you who might be visiting on this All Saints Day. The offering plates, as many of us know, are just outside of the door, so if you brought offering with you today, you can leave it in the plates just outside the door. If you're worshiping with us, welcome via the live stream. There is a Give Today button on our website. Because of you and your generosity, good programming continues. We have beautiful worship this morning for All Saints. There is an adult forum beginning at 9:30 with Pastor Brian on active listening as an act of compassion. And there is a foundation forum this morning at 12 noon. I guess that would be this afternoon. But if you haven't registered and you'd like to join that forum, there is still space, and you can do that at the welcome desk. A reminder that we have the Requiem at 10:30. If you love music and would like to stick around, it will be spectacular and beautiful. Of course, we always thank everyone who makes worship happen in this place. Thanks to everyone who came to decorate space and make worship happen this morning. And finally, just a note to reach out. Note the names that you heard in the prayers this morning. Send a note, make a phone call or something, just to keep us all connected in this season. And now I'm going to turn it over to Tom. He's going to share a few words about our generosity campaign.
You can be seated. Good morning. Good morning. I am blessed to have had faithful, beautiful, and generous women in my life. On this All Saints Sunday, this beautiful place, I'm reminded of my dear grandma, Lydia, who taught me about life and love in her Iowa farmhouse kitchen. It's out of that kitchen that she made countless meals, which she prepared for the homebound, for those grieving the loss of a loved one, for those struggling financially and needing a hand up. Grandma also taught me the importance of sharing her time and talents, whether it was serving on practically every committee at church, or the garden club, and countless other activities. She showed up and gave back, and she made a mean fried chicken too. This past September 11th, my beautiful mom, Marion, had been gone for 12 years. Although at 66, she was gone too soon, she spent those years modeling for me, like her mom, just what a glad and generous heart is, which she demonstrated in many ways. I recall as a child my mom helping a woman named Harriet, who had been experiencing homelessness, find housing for her and her children. I couldn't have been more than 10 years old, and I can remember clear as day cleaning the toilet of her new accommodations. My mom wanted her to have a clean and comfortable place to live and wanted to demonstrate that generous heart to me and my brother and my sister. My mom taught me the importance of sharing God's love and God's generous spirit with those with whom we come in contact. That example later in life encouraged me to share my heart and God's love as a missionary in Venezuela for 2 years, to serve on the generosity and belonging committees here at Central, as well as assisting minister, and lead Habitat for Humanity building trips all over the world. Now, maybe you've had a Grandma Lydia or a Mom Marion in your lives. Maybe you are the example about what it means to have a generous heart. It's important to know that being generous can be done in many ways, through financial resources, giving of your time and talents, right here at Central or in your communities. Because of you and because of your generosity, Central is living each day those beautiful words that are over the doors as we enter that say, you are welcome, no exceptions. If you'd like to learn more about ways you can live a generous heart here at Central or in your own community, I invite you to feel free to speak to one of our pastors, church council members, or those of us on the Generosity Committee. Together, we are all changing lives and making a difference. God loves each of you just the way that you are. Thank you, and God bless you as you serve in your important and special ways. Please rise.
May the God of all creation, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved, who strengthens us for service, give you reason to rejoice and be glad. The blessing of God, sovereign, Savior, and Spirit, be with you today and always. Amen.
Thank you.
Beloved of God, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.